Welcome back to Castle Country Focus and our discussion with Alan Peterson. Thank you, Alan, for being with us here on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out to the public of what's going on with Knuck Woodward Canyon Road.
Why don't you describe for us where it's at, if our listeners may like to take a drive someday?
I would love to, and I'd highly encourage that anybody and everybody that loves the outdoors or the forest country go for a drive, and then I think you'll appreciate the beauty and the uniqueness as much as I do, and maybe you'll become half as passionate as I am about keeping that open to motorized travel for the public. But leave Huntington, go up Canyon Pass Power Plant. You'll come to the Stewart Guard Station. It's a historic Forest Service guard station built by the CCCs back in the 1930s. Pull over right there, go in, check it out. They've got some camp posts keeping the doors open, telling the history. But there's restrooms right there. That's where the dirt road starts. So you'll continue up Knuck Woodward Canyon from there. You'll come to the lower gate within a mile that is open right now. And then you've got about 5.5-6 miles of Knuck Woodward Canyon. And then you'll top out at Castle Valley Ridge. That's the end of Knuck Woodward Canyon, but it's not the end of your scenic drive. From there, you continue on the high country so you can look off into the valley and see Price. Then you'll drop down Barn Canyon. You come right into the historic mining town of Clear Creek. Then you can take the paved road to Schofield. Schofield, you got lots of options of where to go.
Can I go up this road, you know, from the Huntington side in my regular car? I don't have to have a four-wheel drive or anything?
Regular car, no. It's a high-clearance vehicle road. It was originally designed that way somewhere around 1960, and it is still that way today. Even with maintenance, it is a high-clearance vehicle road. So
I want to do this in my pickup, right? Pickup,
yes,
or four-wheeler?
Right. I drive it in my four-door Ford F-250, and I've also ridden it on my dirt bike. But, yeah, so full-size four-wheel drives, UTVs, which are so popular nowadays, ATVs, dirt bikes, mountain bikes, but no passenger cars. It's not to that standard. It's a high-clearance vehicle road. But what you'll run into is once you make the initial steep climb, it levels out in this beautiful, lush, green valley. And the valley has high green grass growing all through it and a little meandering stream. Heard people talk about there being fish. I've never seen a fish, so I can't vouch for that. And then the side canyons that come down off from Trough Spring Ridge and the side canyons opposite that come down off from Castle Valley Ridge. It's beautiful country. It's an amazing place.
There was a fire up there a few years ago, so we're seeing the a few years after a broad fire. Is that right?
Yeah, we're actually 5 years post Sealy Fire right now. Sealy Fire began on June 26th, I believe it was, in 2012. So we're 5 years after that. The revegetation and the way nature heals itself is amazing. You can still see the big, tall, burnt, beetle-killed pines that, you know, are still standing. A lot of them have blown over and fallen over. Forest Service has done a lot of work to cut anything that would be dangerous. But the new growth, the new quakies that have grown up are 4 to 5 feet tall now, and the lush green grass everywhere. It truly is. Since the road opened on last Wednesday, I've driven it 3 times. I drove it the day it opened on Wednesday. I drove it again on Friday. I drove it again on Saturday. And then while it was closed for maintenance, I actually hiked in from the bottom and hiked in from the top.
We want to pause here and remind our listeners that we are visiting with Alan Peterson about the Knuck Woodward Road and potential closing coming up at hunting season this fall. Now, you really love this country and area. Why are you concerned about the road being closed?
I'm going to interject some of my opinion of what I've learned in 35 years of fighting the land use battle for motorized access to public land. There's a term called how to boil a frog, and that's what I see happening at Knuck Woodward Road. the way you boil a frog, you can't throw a frog in a boiling pot of water. He's pretty smart. He knows it's hot. He jumps out. The way you boil a frog is you put him in a cold pot of water and you gradually turn up the heat. You gradually turn up the heat. And then before he knows it, it's too late. He's boiling. He's dead. A little bit of time. You take a little bit at a time. You take a little more. You take a little more. You take a little more. That's, to me, what's happening at Neck Woodward Road. It was closed for 4 years after the fire. It was the last road to be reopened. It took push and force from Senator Hinkins and county commissioners and public lands people, and it took some force to force the Forest Service to open it up last year in July. At the time, they were talking about an idea of just decommissioning it down through a horse trail. So they wanted to close it last year, to close it to motorized traffic. That plan got stopped, and it was opened back up. Now they're saying, well, we'll just close it for the hunting season. We'll have it open except for the hunting season. Well, the problem is it's a short season of use anyway. And then this year is the example. It didn't even open until last Wednesday because of maintenance that needed to be done on it. There are a lot of people that don't hunt off of horseback. There are a lot of people who don't hunt by hiking miles and miles into an area. Many people hunt using motorized vehicles. So why are they being discriminated against and being locked out and the exclusive access being given to hoof and foot traffic? That's my gripe. That's why I'm in the fight.
Those are points that should be well taken. One brief question, and it has to be brief. I've heard that Carbon County agreed to do some maintenance on that road or something.
Yes, they have, I don't know if you would call it a memorandum of understanding or what exactly the legal term of the agreement is. I believe they received some state funding for maintaining different roads on public land, and Neck Woodward Road is one of those.
Thank you, Alan, for visiting with us on Castle Country Focus and clearly laying out the points that you did make about public lands and particularly this Neck Woodward Road. It sounds a place like we'd want to drive up and have a look at it.
Absolutely, and I just encourage everybody, if you've got a four-wheel drive or UTV or an ATV or a dirt bike or a mountain bike, go see it for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. Go see it for yourself, and I think you'll agree that everybody should be allowed access to a road that was built in the late 50s, early 60s, and is fully suitable for high clearance, full size vehicle.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.